Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome again to Food for the Journey. Today, we continue with Paul's letters, and this time, Paul's second letter to the Corinthians, chapter 9, verses 6 to 11. Brothers and sisters, consider this. You know, let me just stop right there. Do you read Paul's letters as being addressed to you? You should, in many ways. Read them as though it's a personal letter to you. Brothers and sisters, or rather I would say brother or sister, consider this. Whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. Whoever sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. Each must do as already determined without sadness or compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. When a need is presented to you, how do you respond?
You know, maybe I could, I have a little loose change in my pocket. I can give them that.
What do you do? Give out of your excess? How often have you given something to someone that the money that you hope to use on something for yourself? How many of you have experienced not just giving out of your surplus, but have experienced giving in a way that something you would like to have, something that you had hoped to have, something perhaps that you had saved for, and somebody else's need came up and you realized it was much greater than yours? How many have responded to God? How many have shut down that desire and gone our own merry way? This is mine. This is my money. I can do with this what I want. I earned this. This is mine. I'm owed it. And walk by your brother and sister who are starving, perhaps of the very necessities of life. It happens to us every day. That's not some kind of dramatic pitch to make you feel guilty. That's the reality. Do you know the number? And I can't quote to you the exact number, but it's hundreds of thousands of children in this country are going hungry every day. Every day. What are you giving to help those in poverty? What are you supplying? What are you contributing to? Think about this. Some people say, oh, well, we always give here, here, and here. It's set aside in our budget. Well, that's good. That's very, very good. Blessed be God that it's a regular part of what you do with the money you have received. Blessed be God. Have you ever given out of your need? Have you ever had to make a choice of giving something to somebody or having something for yourself? Have you given it to the other? Or have you only given away after all your needs are satisfied? Whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. Whoever sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. As it is written, he scatters abroad, he gives to the poor, his righteousness endures forever. The one who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will supply and multiply your seed and increase the harvest of your righteousness, your holiness, your goodness. That's what will increase. The one who has given us the seed, the one who has given us bread, we're to take it and give it away. And when we do it with the right heart and the right spirit, God will multiply it. You are being enriched in every way for all generosity, which through us produces thanksgiving to God. When we give that way, something happens inside of us. It just does. We think, I'm doing the right thing. This is what I was made for. To share the goodness of God with others. In material ways, in spiritual ways. But this is what I was made for. To give. Who's the Lazarus outside your door? or at your workplace. Remember the servant who begged at the door of the rich man and didn't get much of anything. Who is he for you? What are you doing to serve him? I remember a young woman telling me many years ago, she told me how as a young woman, just out of, well, going to college, I believe, in a major city in this country, and just having a really hard time of it. Didn't have enough money to make it through, needed to work more jobs to make ends meet. It was a hard, hard time. And one day she stopped in a little coffee shop. She thought, I can't really even afford it, but I've got to have something. It's a very cold day. And so she sat down and got herself a cup of coffee, and the man behind the counter saw that she was, you know, distressed. And so he asked her what was going on, and she told him. She told him that she was financially in a very difficult spot, trying to get through school. And before she left, he handed her a very large sandwich that he had made her. She said, all through the years, I never forgot that. What he had done for me that day, it gave me hope. She said, many years later, when I was the president of a large company in that city, she said, I just one day, just for some reason that she couldn't tell us, she said, I went down into the city and I walked by, and sure enough, that little restaurant was still there. And I saw a man across the street who was begging. And I went across the street, and as I got there, a policeman was going by and telling him that he couldn't stay there. He was sitting on the sidewalk. And she said, I got up close and said, could I do something here? Could I give you something? And the man was, he didn't want anything from anybody. And she said, I looked closely at him. I looked closely, and I recognized him. Because I never forgot that face of the man who gave me a sandwich so many years before. And I leaned down to him and I said, look at what you did for me. Look, I'm successful. I'm doing very well. Look what you did for me. Now it's my turn to help you. Brothers and sisters, that's the real thing. You recognize that it was someone else's goodness that made life possible for you on a day when everything seemed very dark. He finally realized who she was and allowed her, and she got him a job as a maintenance man in her company. His whole life turned around. But it was many years previously that all got started, because he gave her a sandwich, because he recognized her darkness. Brothers and sisters, we have that power to do good for others and to change the lives of others. Please don't put your head down. Please don't stop your ears. Please look around. Look at the need. Do what you can. Give out of your surplus. That's good. Give out of your need. That's even better. The gospel of Matthew today, chapter 6, verses 1 to 6 and 16 to 18. And this applies now to everything I've just said. This really applies. Jesus said to his disciples, take care not to perform righteous deeds in order that people may see them. Otherwise, you will have no recompense from your heavenly Father. That means don't go around trumpeting it. If someone sees that you gave it to them and they thank you, that's fine. But don't go around trumpeting to people, look what I did for so-and-so. When you give alms, do not blow a trumpet before you as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets to win the praise of others. Amen, I say to you, they've already received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right is doing, so that your almsgiving maybe secret. Do it quietly. Do it unobtrusively. And your Father, who sees in secret, will repay you. When you pray, do not be like the hypocrites who love to stand and pray in the synagogues and on street corners so that others may see them. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you pray, go to your inner room, close the door, and pray to your Father in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will repay you. Doesn't mean you can't pray in the church. It doesn't mean that you can't go to Adoration of the Blessed Sacrament and pray with other people. But it means that you're not purposefully putting yourself, exposing yourself in a way to the public so that they can see how good you are. They can see how fervently you're praying, and they'll think that you're a good person. That kind of prayer doesn't go anywhere. That prayer falls flat, far short of the throne room of God. And that's what the Lord is saying here. Is don't perform good works. Pray daily. But don't do those things so that other people may see. Now, you don't have to go to tremendous odds to hide it. But don't publish it. Don't trumpet it. Don't advertise it. Just do it. And your Father who sees what you are doing will reward you beyond anything that any other human being could ever give you. Brothers and sisters, I only know in my own life what a joy it is when I'm able to serve someone who is in need, and I don't say anything, and there's no way that they would say anything. Nobody else would know. I can't tell you the joy in my own heart, and I can't tell you the joy of the presence of God. It's like he wants to reveal himself in those situations. And I know his presence, and I know his peace, and I know his joy. And what we're doing, brothers and sisters, we're not only feeding food. We're not only giving people food. We're not only giving people clothing to wear. We're not only trying to find them jobs just to get those human needs met. We're doing those things so that they can come to know the God who has been generous to them through us. That's ultimately the goal. Not that you have to preach to them, but by your conduct, by your actions, by your own faith, you'll make more and more people look and pay attention and stop and sometimes scratch their heads and say, are you really a Christian? Do Christians really exist anymore? Sometimes we feel like that. We know we're out there. Sometimes we hide too much. We need, brothers and sisters, as many, many, many of you are doing, we need to feed the poor and the hungry and the lonely and the lost. And there are all kinds of ways to feed them. Ask God what he wants of you, and then forget about yourself. Just go and do it. And believe me, the day will come when you will know the pleasure of God. Over and over again, brothers and sisters, over and over again, I see that borne out in reality. Don't close yourself off. Reach out and know the love of God through you. God bless you. Brothers and sisters, I'd like to offer you a new free booklet entitled The Final Confrontation by Ralph Martin. I am very interested in your response, and you can write to me at Renewal Ministries. To access the free booklet, simply call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789.